guess it's a little discouraging that this conversation now, we have two examples where we've had a counterproductive effect. First, the concept trial, now the PACE trial. Any speculations? I mean, the first thing I think most people probably thought about when they saw that press release about PACE was that maybe the toxicity had somehow affected the ability to deliver the dose, and maybe that was why there was less. What are your speculations about why they seem to see less anti-tumor effect when they added in panitumumab?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, this is still one of the most favorable explanations that I can think of, you know, in terms of that adding another drug that has side effects can potentially lead to the problem that patients stop therapy too early to not get full dose intensity and thereby decrease efficacy. There are some analysis, some kind of exploratory analysis that were done on the PACE data, and it does appear, yeah, clearly so that toxicities are increased and somewhat the dose intensity of the drugs administered are lower, not to the extent that we're talking about major differences. So if panitumumab in this context had been an active drug and had added activity, I don't think we would talk about it at all. We would just think, you know, about these reduced dose intensity is something that's inevitable when we combine more drugs. It could also well be that the dose of panitumumab that was used in this trial was actually too high. When you go back to the way panitumumab was developed, we had phase 1 data that kind of maxed the dose out as an MTD at 2.5 milligrams on a weekly basis. So in some ways, it's a little bit of a stretch to go from 2.5 milligrams weekly to 6 milligrams every 2 weeks, and then using it as single agent at the same time and using it in combination therapy at the same dose as in single agent therapy. You know, sometimes you have to step back and see, are we right with our dose? Can we get away with lower doses? You know, you and I, we've talked about the problem we've had with capecitabine and trying to find an appropriate dose. And sometimes stepping back and reducing the dose of a toxic agent can actually increase efficacy because patients stay on therapy longer and have a larger benefit of therapy. Right now, when we talk about what's going on in oncology, we're facing two philosophically very different approaches. One is kind of piling up agents in frontline therapy, like PACE, like 8405. And I'm not quite sure that this is the right way to go for most patients. If at all, it might be the appropriate way for a select group of patients when we might be able to really enrich the population that can benefit from EGF receptor antibodies, for instance, where we like to see those drugs in frontline therapy. And there are interesting data coming out of translational research right now in terms of KRAS mutations, EGF receptor gene amplifications. Actually, again, following the lead of breast cancer, where we had molecular markers identifying the patient population that is a good candidate for Herceptin trastuzumab very early on, I do think we will be able to have biomarker-driven treatment trials and treatment approaches that will allow us to identify those patients that are candidates for a more aggressive approach using EGF receptor antibodies in frontline therapy. For the vast majority of patients, however, I think what we're again seeing is that sequential therapy with rationally designed treatment sequences is probably the way to go, the way to maximize outcome right now and maintain quality of life.